Here we go. Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, presented by Premier Home Store. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness. You've been missed.
I have missed being here. It's been very weird sleeping in on full moons.
Yes, we are so happy. There is a full moon tonight. Oh, it's the first of 2020. People are very excited about that. And we decided to bring it back. Full Moon Readings. We
have
so much fun. Yeah. For those out there that maybe haven't participated in this, what we ask you guys to do is to text pretty much any question that you want. Explain that
anything
a little bit,
that
Sarah.
we can answer on the radio.
Yeah,
let's be clear about that.
Of course.
And so I'm a psychic for people and pets, psychic medium. So you can ask me anything you want. You just text in what you want to know. If it's about an animal, I just need their name, what kind or color, and if it's living or deceased, because they feel exactly the same to me. They're just pure energy. And you know, I know this isn't for everyone, but take a listen. It's a blast. And no, I don't know what you like. Gino doesn't tell me the text before.
No.
He blasts it live on the air, so it's a surprise to me as well.
Yep.
And you can go to my website, enlightenedhorizons.com. You can learn a little bit more about me and see how to go about getting a reading if you want a little bit longer one.
And really, when it comes to the questions, we've had, now that we've done this for a little while now, we've had all types of crazy questions. It can be as broad as if you're getting any vibes for the new year, whatever the case may be. And then some people are as crazy, and we bring this up every time, is Jupiter going to explode? Remember that one?
I do remember that. I do not remember what I am.
I think you said everything's good. So, and really, it can be any type of question at all. Again, you can send it over and we'll get through as many as we possibly can. Rapid fire, 603-356-9145. We also understand that sometimes you can't sit by the radio for a full hour. So what we do is we record all the segments and we post them up later today on our website. You can check that out as well, conwaymagic.com. So if you're on your way to work right now, we know it's 8:10. You can send in a text. If we get to it, the answers will be online for
you.
And Sarah, you actually like to go back and listen because you don't remember
anything I say in a reading, which is so embarrassing. But at the end of a long day of readings, I'm like, wow, I hope I had fun because I don't know what I said.
All right. Well, let's get to it then.
All
because
right,
people have been waiting now for a couple months for this. So here we go. We have Becca texting in. She says, good morning, Sarah. My name is Becca. My grandmother is from Rumford Point, Maine. She passed away at 98 years old.
Wow.
She had a great ride with life with seven children. She's wondering if there's any messages, words of any of us, or just some sort of peace that we know that she's okay.
She's awesome. You said seven children. She throws out the number nine, so I don't know if she had miscarriages. But I get what a level of peace and contentment. She shows me the image of like the old woman sitting on the porch shucking peas or something, and I don't think that's anything she ever did. But, you know, observing the family, watching the dynamics, and as a grandparent, she's saying sometimes you look at the grandchildren and then you worry if your children did a good job raising them. She had no qualms about that, which really gave her the opportunity simply to be. So her children did a good job raising the grandchildren, which really just validated her worthiness. She's an outstanding woman. Absolutely.
So she's doing well then.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
Good to know. Megan from Glen texting in. She says she loves full moon readings and she appreciates us doing the segment. Mm-hmm. She said her family and her have dreams of homesteading. Can you pick up on anything on making that dream happen?
I sort of see homesteading. I see homesteading with a lot of the great modern amenities that we have. Like, you need running water. I see you having a hose to fill the goat's water. I see goats, all kinds of animals. But I see you doing dairy. I see you making specialty cheeses, but I see goats. So I hope that's what's on your radar, because if it isn't, you should sort of shift to that. And I also see you doing this for education reasons with children, and bringing in homeschooling kids to educate on, they're saying feet on the ground or boots on the ground to farm to table. I don't see you doing weddings. I don't know why they're saying that, but it's like, no, this is not what your thing is. Your thing is education. It's going to be kind of like if you go to Sturbridge Village, I see people coming and going. Like, I feel like I walk in their kitchen, I can smell the cornbread going with the molasses honey. Molasses honey. I just get goosebumps. Goosebumps usually means somebody else is around, or I'm dead on accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody else is around for you, and it feels like a grandfather on your father's side, and he's kind of stern. Don't go by his way. He's the guy that says, you have to do it my way or the highway. Do it your way. Wow. Like, break from that tradition with your family.
Quite a bit for Megan from Glen
this
morning.
Yeah, sorry.
People are getting through for her. No, yeah. That's great. That's
full
great.
Full moon, it's coming through.
That's what it's about. That one goes out again to Megan from Glen. We got Brian listening online at conwaymagic.com. He texts in from Nashua. He's wondering if you see any retirement for, he goes, any retirement for this senior citizen anytime soon.
I want to tell you yes, but I get no. You would be bored out of your skull is the first thing I hear, and you haven't gone to the good financial planner to figure out truly what your resources are. I think if you do that, then yes, but you have to go to the financial guy or woman and figure out how much do you have, how do you want to allocate it, and what can you do quickly to kind of flip it and double it. Right. So no, not at the moment, but yes, you can change that.
That one goes out to Brian from Nashua. Thank you for listening online, sir. Greatly appreciated. We have Allie from Berlin texting in, wondering if there's any message from any of her past loved ones.
I don't get any. Well, yes and no. First, I get like, woo, like I want to shimmy. I want to shake. I want to dance. I want to play. You feel like, okay, you're kind of like the butterfly that broke out of the cocoon and you are ready to go. When you ask, is somebody from heaven, my lower back on my left all of a sudden kills me. So it's not my hip, but it's my lower back in one very specific spot. It's not bone cancer, but it feels like bone cancer. Like my, I don't know. There's something going on my left side, lower left. And I feel like you have two people because I want to tell you it's a man and a woman. And that doesn't make sense to me. But whoever passed from something and was suffering with severe pain in their lower back, they're the first person who comes around and they tell me they salt and pepper their food exceptionally well. So I'm assuming you know who that is. You feel free to text back and let us know. But they're salting and peppering like I don't even want to touch their food.
Yes. Please do. Please text us back, too, if Sarah's right on or maybe she's off a little bit.
Free.
She likes to hear the both feedbacks. Yeah. And we'll see where that goes. But that one goes out to Allie from Berlin. This is JJ in Berlin texting in. They say, hey, Sarah, really concerned about their stepson's relationship with their father and I. What can we do to help matters?
I just heard step back. Your stepson is really, really smart. He's intelligent and he knows what's going on. He kind of reminds me of the kid that knows a lot and plays the game, but then 5 years later is like, yeah, remember that time you lied about blah, blah, blah. Just observe and be ready to kind of catch him if he falls backwards. He feels safe to me. I'm not worried about that. I get the word an antagonist, and that feels like the other parent, like the one that you were concerned with. But I feel like this is playing out with divine inspiration, and I think that your stepson is going to be a better educator down the road as a result of it. Like, he's the kind of guy that would be a great therapist.
Wonderful. Okay. I do want to remind people, we have some people texting in. We just need a first name and town that you're from. So make sure that you give that information as well. So when we give you at least a shout out here.
You're not going to know who I just read.
Exactly. So especially if it's your first time texting in, make sure that you mention your name and the town that you are from. This is Carol from Berlin. Lots of Berlin texters today.
That.
I love it. Her dad passed away in 2006, but he's been on her mind lately, wondering if he has any messages for her.
Oh my gosh. He gives me such a simple smile on my face, but at the same time I want to like pound on my chest with my fist like a gorilla, like not quite Superman, but I can get through anything. He was your knight in shining armor, he says. He's actually singing the song, and I won't sing that, from the 80s. He's like trying to get me to sing it and I am not doing it, and he's laughing so hard. Like, he's the kind of guy that would do the joke like Beavis and Butthead, like the Simpsons, Bart Simpson, like calling in and making them say the wrong word. He's on your mind because you need to work on finding simplicity. You have all of these things on the table, and if you don't want to look at them because they're all overwhelming, but the thought of looking at them is more stressful than the time that it will take for you to actually sort of take inventory or take stock of your life and figure out what do you want to give more attention to. He's telling you to work smarter, not harder, honey.
There it goes, honey.
That's from your dad.
Very cool. Remember, our premier sponsor is North Conway Premier, and they represent full moon readings. We're actually doing a nice big giveaway with them Saturday, January 25th. I was going to talk to you about that. So we're going to have a big, big, big bash over there at the Premier Home Store in their beautiful showroom. We're giving away a 50-inch television, a recliner, and $150 to Boston Brothers Pizzeria, plus numerous other great prizes that we haven't even announced yet. Lots to win, lots of opportunities to win. And what we've been doing is been taking texts We've been doing 90s pop trivia.
I heard some of
those. We're taking some double entries, and anybody who answers our question gets put in a random drawing. We choose two winners each morning, and those people, when they show up on the 25th, get to go to the home store, and they pick. We're picking CDs out of a cabinet.
Love that.
And if they pick the winning CD, they win the prize. It's simple as that.
Oh,
it's almost
so
like
exciting.
Having the correct key, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, I actually got that once. I didn't get the correct key when I was young and growing up in Massachusetts on a radio show.
Sure.
I won one of the keys to try to start a motorcycle.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so
there
I'm like, oh, a CD. I can handle this.
Yeah, CDs are right, nice and easy. We thought we'd do kind of a 90s throwback. So we're doing 90s pop trivia question, and we did one this morning. The question was, which band had a hit with their song Barbie Girl? Do you remember?
I'm a Barbie girl.
No
idea the answer.
The band was Aqua. It's a one-hit wonder. It's a one-hit wonder. But the band was Aqua. We had numerous people text in before we started doing the full moon readings here. And I like to choose two people at random and just make sure that they know that they're double entry winners. And then we'll continue on with our full moon readings. But congratulations to Mandy Emery of Freiburg, as well as Kelly Severy of Conway.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Mandy of Freiburg and Kelly from Conway. You guys are double entry winners. So when you come on out on Saturday, January 25th, you'll be able to choose two CDs from the cabinets. And we wish you the best of luck in that prize.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Full details about the big game day super giveaway, you can check out our website, conwaymagic.com. We'll take a quick break. Guys, keep texting in. That's 603-356-9145. Any questions you have, we'll get to them as soon as we can. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.